Okay, so we got up to last time, if you in the handouts, it's on page 296. The paragraph is being V'chein HaTorah. We'll just do a quick recap because it's always good to put the pieces together. We started off by discussing how every yid has a aspect of malchus. There's a sphere of malchus, of rulership, of influence. There's both the revealed aspect of that, there's the hidden aspect of it. And a person has to be very careful that they don't use that attribute of being a melech in a selfish, and so to speak, a self-aggrandizement to try to cater to your own needs, your own ego, your own taivas, but instead to use that sphere of influence to only for good, to influence and to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a melech has to inspire and lead and be a melech and not an eved. And then we talked about that last week. We talked about how Kriyas HaTorah, that the Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by reading and calling out, enunciating, we're going to speak more about that tonight, Mitzvah Shem, about calling out, that brings the Schius into us. And that gives us this Arichas Yomim, and that's the concept of Das. When a lot of concepts we've been talking about, we'll see more how they all sort to come together. There's really two parts I want to try to cover tonight. I want to go maybe a little faster on the first part because we get to the Purim part of it. Because if we had an extra week, I'd like to go slower. But, you know, as Shirley said, Purim is in the air. Okay, so we have V'chein HaTorah, right? That's where it's up to in this. So he says like this. V'chein HaTorah, Hu Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we explained last week, that there's the Ramban, there's the Tikkuni Zohar, that the names, he had a beautiful way of rearranging the letters in the Chumash to spell out, it could have been a totally different story. Hainu, what does this mean? That the Torah, in its spiritual source, Shisham Nigbal Hachius, there was where the Gavul, the boundaries of life, Mechayachayim, from the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that everything comes from Hashem, and we draw it down from the ultimate source. Now, Gavul is a boundary. Boundaries are good things. We find something within the last few decades already, it's not a recent thing, although it's gotten much more extreme in more recent years, where people are not content to become great within their own gavul. They feel a need to leave their gavul and to go into somebody else's gavul. Whereas children can be children. And adults are adults, and you know, advanced elderly bubbies in Zadies. Now the Zadies, I can say that. But like, but that idea of being a Zokain, and you find it's the most pathetic thing in the world when you find an adult trying to be like a teenager. Like you find some guy in his 70s, 80s, he'd be like, and he's like, he wants to go around like dressing like all the cool way teenagers do. Like that's not who you are. That's not your gavul. Instead of acknowledging it and embracing that place where you're supposed to be, everyone's trying to leave other people's boundaries. Men take on women's roles, women take on men's roles, not going into the whole pilpul, but no one wants to become great within their gavul. And what he's about to explain is how within that boundary, that's how you tap into the source of chiyas. Instead of trying to leave your gavul, but to tap into the source of Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he explains, right? Ki HaTorah hi bechinas midos. So midos is something that is, in Hebrew, called measurement, right? It's something that's mitzamtein, Let me try to break this down for a second. We talk about someone who has good midos. It really means their character traits. But literally, what is the word mida?
Measurement.
A measurement. So when a person has, they have the mida of kas, they have a measurement to them in their personality of anger. Or they have the mida of anova. They have a measurement of being humble. We talk about having good midos or bad midos. It means are you using the measurements right? Because there's like, the Gemara talks about like having a shminis shibishminis. The Talmud Chacham should have an eighth of an eighth. A little bit of a gaivet. Not to be a shmata. Talmud Chacham stands for something. Stands for Torah, for kavod. Midos are things that are defined. And that's what he's about to explain. By once I've defined and limited, that's what we're trying to talk about, the gavul, when something is limited, then it can be expressed even greater. Ki yesh b'hatorah, now he's going to show how this, in the Torah itself, which is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the source of everything, but even in the Torah itself, we find divisions. The smallest thing is the osios, right? Each letter is divided into that. And as we talked about last week, just a quick recap, because that's why, since the Torah is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if one letter is missing, right? Osam, with a vav, without a vav, it's puzzle. One letter makes it, but one letter, that's a gavul. Vitevos, and letters, words are gavulos. psukim, right? Parshios, right? You have all these things. And the parshios, that's really the actually way that the, you know, when you look and you find those pays in samachs in the Torah, you know what I'm talking about? Like when you look in a chumash, that's the way the chumash was really given, right? There's a famous tshuva, a very choshva, very, very choshva, satmer dayan. And in his shilas and tshuvas, they asked him like where the chapter divisions come from. He didn't know. He made a mistake. It wasn't a good tshuva. He wrote, yeah, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He just didn't know. It wasn't like he was like trying. It certainly wasn't an amaretz. He was a talmud chacham muflag. So the question, should they print this? It was incorrect. The only thing that really is halacha l'moshe m'sinai is the parshios, the petuchos, and the stumos. It's interesting because sometimes you'll line them up and you'll see like, well, does chapter 37 really begin where there's a pay or a samach? Right? Yeah. Most times they get it right, but not always. And we kind of adapt this as a convention because we had to debate the non-Jews in the Middle Ages. But that's the way the real Chumash really was divided up. Usudorim, we have the 54 parshios. Sheheim bechinas midos. So each one of these is a midah. Now I like to say it very much. The Mechaber is Atias. You know what his first name is? Where's his name? Eliyahu Atia. This is the Gabbai, the Tosh Rebbe told me, this is like, you know, Ota Or. So he brings here in the footnotes, just, I'm sorry you don't have it in front of you, I'm just going to read one short thing he has here from Likutei Halachos in Hilchos Tefillin, about this idea about how the Torah is connected to Midos. So I'm just going to skip a little bit. Here it is. Iker Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Hagbolos Hachius Mechaya Chayim, Zehu Bechinas Shesa Lo Sase Shebetorah Bechinas Shesa Gidim. The 365 prohibitions, Shehem Bechinas HaTzimtzumim, because they're contracted, Vahakelim Lekaba HaOr B'mida. So you have to have something that can receive it. That's what it means, Amida. Amida is that thing that's been contracted, because if it's not, if it's just spread all out, you can't, you remember the example we gave last week, you talked about how too much oil will take out the flame. I think we talked about trying to catch the Amazon River in the Niagara Falls or something like that in a little plastic cup. You get blown away. You get demolished because it's too overpowering. There has to be some sort of contraction, and then we can receive it. Shebehem nigbal hachius.
Some sort of measurement that can be held within that
vessel. Exactly, you have to have a kli for the ore. You have to have something that can hold on to that. When you want to receive something, you have something to give in. Like, you know, the famous story when Elisha did the miracle for all the oil was overflowing. So he asked, borrow kelim, because I have to have something for the bracha to be chalin. I can't just give you. I have to have something to receive. V'al kein, ayde ha-Torah, shehu shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we explain is the names of Hashem, shebechinas midos. The Torah itself is divided. It's measured. Both that we've talked about from the smallest a letter to a word to a pasuk to a parsha to the whole parshas. Yechol nekabel from Hashem esachius. You can get that ki ayde haTorah korim esachaim. We're calling out to the source of life. Umamshichin esachius letoch amidos shehem bechinas yomim. Those each day. A day is also a measurement. Right, it's a measure of time. The midos and the days. There's a lot. There's a theme that comes out in many many pieces in Likutei Moharan. Vezeh shekos. That's what's now in Tehillim. Umidas yamai mahi. So like you know, what are the measure of my days? The midas, the measurements of my days, mahi. What is it? So ma is also a very significant word, that it's something that Rebzin's very high level. Well, as he's going to elaborate a little bit. Hainu shahator shehi bechinas ma. The Torah is not that. Kemosh Shekosov, it says in pasuk in Devarim ma. Ha'edus v'achukim ha'mishpatim. Again, Rabbi Nachman has a complete command of the Tanakh. He bechinas midos v'yamim kanal. So this idea of Torah, which is ma, which is on this aspect, is connected to the level of this concept of midos and of yamim. Again, each one is a measurement. Days have a measurement to them. Midos have a, that's what it means. It means a measurement. She'al yodoh korin esachius. That's what we call out to get the chius from Hashem. The toich hamidos v'hayom. It brings it into them. So the kriya, as he's about to explain now why we have to enunciate this. Years ago, I forget already how many, maybe it was pre-COVID, not that much I can tell you. We had Rav Avram Shor. We had a July 4th. He came for, you remember? We had a Yom Ian, so it was a day off. And he came and he spoke and he was talking about the importance of enunciating, of speaking out the learning. And you think, I'm learning Gemara. Omar Rabbi, he said, English. You're reading in English. Read out, speak out the words. He was talking about the 3 weeks and how there's a Kiddush of Dibur, but how it's important to talk it out. So when I was preparing this, I was reminded of what Rav Avram Shor Shlita was talking about. There's sometimes we just, you know, Yeah, you know, we read a little bit, we scan with our eyes. There's a kedusha to the dibur, and we're going to see why that is. He's going to explain what the connection is and why it specifically has to be enunciated through the mouth. Shebelow zeh, because if you don't do this, shebelow zeh lo haya efshel lekabel es achias, we can't make a kli to speak and to receive the chias machmas riboy or. There's too much. It overwhelms you. There's a beautiful new biography that came out from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zatzal. And in the Hakdama there, it talks about looking at the sun. Right? Sometimes you can look straight at it, you just can't see it. Sometimes you can see things, according from Rambam. But the idea is sometimes you can be looking directly at something and just you can't see it. It's too much. V'zeh, this idea of when the what's written in by the Melech, the korah bo, he calls out to it, he reads it, kol yemei chayov, because the Melech, who is the leader, who has to be connected to Torah, he has to call it out at all times, right? It doesn't say he learns it. There's a kriya, there's a calling out. We explained the kriya last time. Hi. You're not here, right? Who's next to you? The calling out is is the name of Hashem. And when you're calling to a person, hey, Max, how you doing, Max? You're calling out to a person, you make a connection. When you're calling out, you say Hashem's name. You make a connection to Hashem. And that's why the Melech has to call. It doesn't mean kriya by like learning Torah. Vali has to learn, but the point is to be calling out, doing that act of bringing in. Because when you have a kriya, let's just, now we can connect some of the concepts. When you have a kriya and you're calling out, you're bringing that midah of arichas yamim into you. And that's the melech that each one of us has. You're bringing a chias and a life into using it in the proper way, not for your own selfish thing, by calling on connecting to the Torah. That's what he says here. Korabo kol yemei chayov sha'al yidei ha-Torah korei es ha-chias letoch ha-yomim v'haminos kenal. By learning the Torah, that's what it brings. That's what it means. What it says by the melech. V'korabo, right? The melech is the one who's calling on. He brings the kol yemei chayov because it brings the chias. It brings the chias into his days. V'alkein tzarech la'asek b'Torah b'pe daika. That's why you have to speak it out. If you look in the Sfarim Kadoshim a little bit, it always connects pe to the sphere of malchus. Torah shebal pe, the oral Torah, the spoken Torah, is always connected to the sphere of malchus. Torah Shvechsav is connected to Tiferes, but the Gid, from our point right here, it's all a din in Malchus, right? To bring out and to speak out, you have to enunciate. It's not sufficient. The Rebbe's going to bring a riot from this from Gemara. It's not sufficient enough just to be thinking, learning. You have to actually talk it out. Ki kishetzrichin likros es echad bishmo. Now, when you want to call out to somebody and you want to reach them, you have to do it by name. Tzarech likros pepeh. You have a loud voice. Daika. You can't just. If I'm thinking, Avi, can you come here? I'm just thinking it. It doesn't go. You got to speak it out. Ve'iyesh shal likros bishmo b'machshava ba'alma. Right? So you can't do this. So I saw here in the footnotes, he brings an interesting idea. Well, it's not really a perfect parallel because you can be thinking of Hashem. That's true. But he's just pointing out, just like it doesn't work to think the person's name, you have to actually speak it out to them. So too, it won't work just to think about this Torah. You have to actually, to get this chiyus, you have to actually call it out. You have to speak it out. Cain, so too, just like calling to a person is without just, it's futile. Doesn't accomplish anything. Es, talking about Hashem, chaya chayim bishmo, ki im al yedei hapeh. You have to speak it out, velo al yedei hamachshav levado. It's not sufficient just to be like thinking and learning. Again, you should always try to be thinking and learning. Like, I'm loving this new biography of Moshe Shapiro. It talks about how like, he'd be talking to people about like random things. You could tell he was like really just thinking and learning. Like he's having like a random, you know, mundane conversation, but he was thinking and learning. But that's not the point here. The point here is that you have to talk. You have to speak it out. Zesha Omer Chachmenu Zichron Levrach. This is the Gemara in Erevin. Perhaps you're familiar with this. Working off the pasuk in Mishlei. Ki chayim heim lemotz ehem. Right? It's life. To those who enunciate, who speak that out by speaking. If you want to be zoiche to have this life, right, by being osik in Torah, it's lemotzim bepe daika. It's those who actually speak it out. That you speak and your kriya and your reading, you know, and just in general. Forget like from Rabbi Nachman, but just in terms of memory. When you the more faculties you get involved in an experience, the more of a internalization it makes upon a person. right? That's what my Rabbi Simon is always makpid. He makes these like 40-page source packets because he wants everybody to see it inside. You know, there's a ritva somewhere, there's a rash for this, there's a bekiva eger, and every single thing, things are in the shir, like every single thing is like you saw it. You looked with your eyes, you spoke it out, and you talked about it, and you're thinking about it, and you're learning it, and you go slow. You're not rushing through the learning, but you got to chew your steak, you know what I mean? You got to enjoy the steak. You got to work it out. You got to talk out the svaras. That's what it is. So too, by talking, you have to talk it out. You have to, in order to bring the schias into one's life, you have to be calling out when you're reading. That's where you'll be able to get the chayim, the life is specifically through speaking out, because you're calling Hashem, who's the source of all life, and He brings that life into you. That brings the arichas yomim. Nimsa, so what comes out, what emerges is like this. You bring that quality of long life into the malchus that you have. Even first, again, we go back to the first piece. The first thing is that everyone has a din of a melech, and you bring a life and a richas yamim, long life, into that attribute of your malchus. Va'azoich ledas, and then you get intellect. We talked about you have to have das, and that's going to be, again, every single piece. We introduced it maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, but every piece is going to be talking about the connection for having das. Here he goes. Ki hadas v'haseichel hu ba'atzma hachiyus. That's the life of a person. Koshtakosva says, Chochma techaye es bale. That Chochma, intellect, Seichel, gives life to its owner, to its master. Kia Seichel hu ikar achias, because your intellect is the main. Shalom, shalom. Do we have any more extra sources? I'm going to get a whole new stack for next time. Sorry, I apologize. Va'ayde ze hadas. Through this das yichum lekarev, you can bring close lahochiach es mi shetzrichin lahochiach, because you have to, as we have to. I don't want to use the word rebuke. That's more of a harsher term, but to reprimand, to point out, to make corrections for those who need that. Okay, now that was like the first part. The second part really is where we're going to see how this connects immediately to Purim. As if you remember, in the beginning, we talked about how Mordechai was, the remez for Mordechai was Mordror, which was the Rosh Basomim, and that's the idea of being a melech, of being the head. It says, Kiyesh Shnei Hastaros. There are two categories of concealment, where Hashem, so to speak, can be hidden from a person. You know, I remember, I think when Nachum Fried was here, he told a story from Reb Dov Ber of Mezrich. You know, did he tell the story? No, it's good to chazer that when Reb Dov Ber was learning, and his little child came in, and he was crying, and he asked his son, "Why are you crying?" So his child told him, "Well, you know, we were playing hide and go seek, and it was my turn to hide, and nobody found me." He says, "That's great. You win. You had a good hiding spot. Why are you crying? You should be happy. You won the game." He says, No. After a while, I realized that everybody just gave up and stopped looking for me. So when the Maggid heard his son say it, he started crying. The Maggid started crying and saying, "Hashem's doing the same thing. And you know, we gave up the search. Hashem is playing hide and go seek with us, and we stopped." I forget which Lubavitcher sefer I saw this. It's a vort from the Maggid. We know it says in it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think, of Lamed Zayin. Chayv Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Right, Bishvili, for my sake, the world was created. So the Maggid says a different vort. Chayv Adam Lomar. Everyone has to say Bishvili, for my sake, Nivra, not Ha'olam, but He'elam. He'elam means concealment, right? I remember in Hebrew we had to memorize this poem. It was a story. Ne'elam, ne'elam. Do you remember the story? it's a cute story, but not. Don't go off topic. Ne'elam was hidden. He vanished. He was hidden. So it's Bishvili, for my sake, Hashem is hiding. I think, God, like, you know, and if you think about it, that's one of the most profound ideas that we have. If we would realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really controlling our lives, it would take away our Bechira. If we would think about it and understand to what extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so there's going to be, the Rebbe's going to explain this. This is the famous they made a song out of it. But the idea is that there's the first level of concealment is when a person, God forbid, does something inappropriate. They do an Aveira, right? So he says like this, when Hashem hides from a person, they did something wrong. And now they have a concealment. They don't sense, they don't feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch. They don't connect to his presence. Gam kein kashim me'oglim, so it's very hard. It's very hard. When a person, as we know that the Gemara tells us in Yuma, that there's a concept called Timtum Halev. And you can't put Timtum Halev under a microscope. You have two pieces of salami. One's kosher and one's non-kosher. And if you eat the kosher salami, you're going to become spiritually sensitive. And if Chas V'Shalom, somebody eats the wrong one, it clogs our sensibility. I had a mashpia who explained this, he said, imagine you're at a concert at Madison Square Garden, right? And you're like front row, and you're right by the speaker. So if you go to a symphony the next night, you're not going to hear the piccolo in the back. What do you mean? I didn't do anything wrong. You blew out your eardrums, my friend. the rock and roll. One of my tummy gave me a sign for this year for Hanukkah. It's like a guitar pick. It says, if it's too loud, you're too old. My kids won't let me hang it up, but I want to put it up on my rabbinic study. If it's too loud, you're too old. But Levi's, I don't care what age you are, if you're standing next to Madison Square Garden, right, and the bass drum is going in, it's reality. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's the reality. If a person eats non-kosher, a person, God forbid, does something that's an Aveira, there's a timtum, there's a dullness of our able to receive spirituality. So then HaKadosh Baruch becomes hidden from me. I don't see HaKadosh Baruch. I don't feel his presence in my life. So what do you do? That's the first one, right? So gam kein kashim ma'od l'motz. It's hard to find a kosher. Ach, however, af al pichein kishehu, when Hashem nistar is hiding from a person, b'hastar achas, I know Hashem. I know Hashem. I'm playing the guy. I know there's hide and go seek. So I'm looking. I don't see God right now, but I know there's a game. I was told about this. I had a good chinuch. They told me you got to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eshaligia, you could find him. Vlachzor, you could find him through doing tshuva. Ad sheyimtzo oso yizborach, you could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'achar sheyodeya shehashem yizborach nistar mimenu. I know. Yeah, I realized I did something wrong, and I'm feeling distance, and I regret it, and I'm beating myself up. And okay, but I know I can find Hashem. I know there's nothing in the world that could ever hold back my teshuvah. And if I'm really sincere about it, and if I'm really honest with myself, and I make a real cheshbon as to what needs to be changed, what needs to be corrected, what I did wrong, of course I can come back. And of course the Kodesh Baruch is going to accept my teshuvah. But what happens when I'm not even... That's the first level. I realize because I did something wrong and I got that. Aval, but, oy vevey. When there's the concealment within the concealment, which Rabbi Nachman says that you don't even know there's a game anymore. The first one, I know Hashem's hiding. The second, there's a concealment of the fact that Hashem is concealed. Uh-oh. Dahainu, this means, Shahastora ba'atzmo nisteres mimenu. Hashem's concealment, that itself is being concealed from me. Dahainu she'eni yodea klal she'Hashem yizborach nistar mimenu. I don't even realize. And that's like the worst thing when you're living a life without any God consciousness. That's the worst possible thing. And there's, unfortunately, Rubo Kikula of the world goes through their limited time on this earth and just doesn't have those goggles. They're not in touch with what it means to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azai, that case, Efshar Klal Limtza Oisa. You can't find Hashem. You don't realize that Hashem is hiding. And now let's bring this to Purim. You ready? This is what it says in Parshas Vayelach. It's a famous Gemara. We know, Vanochi Haster Astir. I'm going to hide. Now it's again, it could have just said once. Right? Anochi Haster Astir. Right? I'm going to hide myself. Dahainu She Astir HaHastara. That's what Hashem means. I'm going to hide the fact that I'm hiding. Shloyedu klal shaHashem is baruch nistar, and a person doesn't even know that Hashem is hidden from him. Vazai bevada eini yochlim to oisa yisbarach. You can't find him. Me'achash eini yodei klal shitzorich levaki shoisa yisbarach. Ki eini yodei klal shaHashem is baruch nistar mimenu ki haStora baAtzmo nisteres klal. And that's why that's when they cover themselves. So that's Purim, right? You know that the Gemara says Estim in the Torah Minolan. That's our pasuk. We had Mordechai, right? The Rebbe started off quoting the pasuk with Mordechai. Now Haman, there's a beautiful word they say, right? That Haman is Hamin Ha'etz. So where's the how's that a hint to Haman? So very simple. Adam Harishon in Gan Eden had everything he could have except one item. That one tree, that one no-no, that drove him bonkers. You know, you can have everything you want. So Haman had everybody's bowing down to him, except the one thing, this one Yid Mordechai, who won't bow down to him. So then, okay, so then he, that one thing, he got so fixated on that. That's what did him in, right?
I got them.
Like, exactly, that's the whole point. That's what led to his downfall. I remember teaching Chumash, I would give like an example. Imagine you have like a shopping spree in the mall, right? 24 hours. There's one store you can't go to. Pick like whatever one's like Apple or Foot Locker or whatever. Right? And that now you got 200 stores, 199 stores you can go to, but the one you can't go into, that's it's human nature. So that's Haman. That's Mordechai. But Esther is that idea. And again, the Gemara says maybe that wasn't really her name. Hadassah's name. Okay, no one's really called by the real name in the Megillah. But that idea of living through a Purim time, right? At the end of the day, Purim was Esther was in the palace for years. We don't realize that, but from start to finish, the whole story is about 11 years. And we don't think back. We come to shul, maybe Rabbi Davis is putting on the voices and then the costumes, and we don't realize it goes so quick, it's so enjoyable. We don't realize that that half hour, 40 minutes, whatever it was, of reading the Megillah, that's like 11 years of history. 6 months alone just waiting to get all perfumed up before they can go in to see the king. But the idea of Purim is to connect the dots and to see how Kodesh Baruch Hu at every single stage, when you're reading the New York Times or whatever your source of information is, to connect the event that happened now for what 6 months later and 6 months later and 6 months later, and to see that whole broad vision of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the show, and all these little politicians, right? They're all little marionette dolls. Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem. The same Achashverosh that made the decree to wipe out everybody is the same Achashverosh that gives the gezeirah to save the Jews. Because whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is going to happen. So you have like a little Biden puppet, and you got a little Bibi puppet, and you got like a Trump puppets coming up and down the road. You got all these puppets, and everyone's got their sprach. Everyone has their what to say. At the end of the day, it's only HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And that's thing to realize that it's hidden, and the tremendous hastara that we experienced on October 7th, the tremendous concealment, almost a suspension kaviyachol of what we expected to happen, and we have to be mechazik ourselves and realize that that's just a deeper level of hastara. But HaKadosh Baruch says, Anochi, it's me, right? They made the whole niggun out of Afilu b'Hastorah, right? That it comes from this Torah. I was telling Nachman Fried, he puts out these little clips. So I said, you should put that as like the background before, that could be the theme song for this Torah. But it's a beautiful niggun. That's the point. That's the point of Purim. And again, when you're learning the Torah, to connect that. So we'll do a quick recap. We started off by talking about how there's a midah, that there's a certain measurement, and to become great in that measurement, you have to bring the source of life, the chiyus, into that. And the way that's done is only through speaking out, because peh is malchus, is calling out as a kriya. It's not enough just to be thinking about the things. You have to actually exercise the peh. And when that brings that in, that's going to lead to a person to having the das and the richas yamim, and then they'll be able to get to the next level. He's going to explain, just kind of plant the seed for next time, like why isn't, if a person really is a melech themselves, so why can't they give themselves their own tochacha? Right? We'll kind of leave it like this, but why isn't that enough? Why do I have to have somebody else come and give me the tochach if I'm a melech myself, so I can fix my own things? Why is it somebody else, the tzaddik? Why do I have to come and hear what the tzaddik's etzes are for how to fix myself? So he's going to explain why that's necessary. But
you can't see yourself,
right? You don't see yourself.
You judge yourself.
Kol hanagoyim adam roach chutz minigei atzmo. Right, you're not allowed to pask in your own negoyim, your own blemishes, your own defaults, because you have to have an outsider come and show you. This is a good Yiddish expression. It says a new set of eyes can see farther. Fresh set of eyes sees farther. The vort is that you take the osios of nega and you turn that into an oneg. That all the osios, this is a big theme in Chassidish Sfarim. Rabbi Nachman and many talk about this, that you have words like kares, right? And you turn that into keser, to the highest level. You have words like sheker, and you turn that into kesher. That you can do, when you rearrange the osios, you're able to bring the things. Okay, tov. Maybe we'll stop here. I'm wishing everybody a freilich and purim. Shkoyach already for coming.